Exactly. Both the current Dry Creek and Gales Edition fire stations were originally built as all volunteer stations, and then they were added on to in the late 70s with a couple more apparatus bays. But they have no modern fire protection systems. They have no vehicle exhaust capture systems. Modern fire apparatus doesn't fit in them, and there's a whole myriad of health and safety issues related to them. And then one of the things in the report was a structural engineer came and looked at the stations, and they don't meet any kind of structural stability in an earthquake for an essential facility like a fire station needs.